Prominent civil rights attorney Constance Baker Motley died this week. Born in 1921, Motley was the ninth of 12 children of West Indian immigrants. Though poor, she excelled in school, so much so that she impressed a white philanthropist who paid for her college education. It was rare for a black woman in 1943 to earn a degree in economics, let alone from New York University. Motley then went on to law school at Columbia. That's where she met Thurgood Marshall, who gave her a job as a law clerk with the NAACP Legal Defense and Educational Fund. Marshall and Motley went on to collaborate on Brown v. Board and several other landmark segregation cases. In the heat of the civil rights struggle, Motley agreed to represent James Meredith, who was seeking admission to the University of Mississippi in 1962. Motley recalled the case in a 2003 interview with NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams.
We got a letter from him asking us to represent him. He had taken, with Medgar Evers, all of the steps that he had to take to apply. And he finally got a rejection. And he kept asking, why am I being rejected? And I think they finally said, because we don't accept black students or something. So once he had that, we filed a complaint.
She won 9 out of 10 civil rights cases she argued before the U.S. Supreme Court, and later pursued a short political career. In 1964, she became the first African-American woman elected to the New York State Senate. 2 years later, Motley was appointed as a judge for the U.S. District Court for the Southern District of New York. NPR's Juan Williams remembers the legal trailblazer.
Constance Baker Motley used to say that really Brown was the seed that led to the emergence of a black middle class in this generation in America today. And now we're on to a different level of civil rights issue having to do with affirmative action and the like. So I think we've seen the passing of a generation and the emergence of a new phase in terms of civil rights in America.
Judge Motley spent almost 4 decades on the federal bench. In addition to her numerous awards and contributions, she was inducted into the National Woman's Hall of Fame in 1993. Civil rights pioneer Constance Baker Motley died of heart failure on Wednesday in New York. She was 84 years old.
Thank you.